Mishnah Tesvav. As is well known, women are exempt from a mitzvah saseishas mangarama, a positive mitzvah to do something which is bound to a specific time. For example, shaking the araminim. That's only a mitzvah for 7 days of sukkahs during the day, and so certainly women are exempt from that mitzvah. Now, something which somebody has no use from is considered muktzah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and as such, one is not allowed to move it at all. Midrabbanan, that is the prohibition of muktzah. Now, since women are not obligated in the mitzvah araminim, and the only real use of the araminim is to shake them and to fulfill the mitzvah with them, so I may have thought that for a woman it's considered muktzah and it is forbidden for her to move it. But the Mishnah says that is not the case. Mekabeles isha miyad beno miyad baila. A woman can receive, she can take the araminim from her son or from her husband, and she can take it and put it back into the water on Shabbos. And really the Mishnah is teaching us two separate halachas. Number one, it's teaching us the fact that it's not considered muktzah for the woman as well. The reason being that if something is useful for other people, so it's not considered to be muktzah for anybody. There are certain types of muktzah. For example, if something is considered to be extra valuable to a particular person, so then we start saying that for a particular person it is muktzah, but for others it's not muktzah. However, with this type of muktzah, and indeed for most types of muktzah, if it is considered useful for somebody else, then it's not considered to be muktzah for anybody. So anybody is allowed to move it. As well as that, over here, there is an additional reason, because a woman, even though she's not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah, she is allowed to do so if she wants to. And therefore it is considered to be useful for her, she can fulfill the mitzvah if she wants to, and therefore it is not muktzah for that reason as well. Now the Mishnah is also showing us that it is permitted to put it back into water. We are not concerned that if you start putting these things back into water, then you might come to water your garden or water a field. There is a very clear difference. This is already cut from the ground. Here you are just preserving it in its fresh state, and so this will not lead somebody to water the ground properly, which would of course be forbidden. Now it's important to note that all of this is referring to the Beit HaMikdash's time, when there is a mitzvah of lulav even on Shabbos. But nowadays, that there is never a mitzvah of araminim on Shabbos, they are considered to be muktzah for everybody, and certainly it will be forbidden to move them. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's either arguing or possibly just adding on to the Tanakhama and explaining that it's specifically by Shabbos machzirin. Specifically on Shabbos, all one is allowed to do is return the araminim back into the water which they had been in before you took them out. But by Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, where the halachas are slightly more lenient, moisifin, one is allowed to add water. He can't totally change over the water, but he can add more fresh water as well as the old water, uva moyed. And on Chol HaMoed, Machlifin, he can even switch the water totally, pour out that water and fill it up with new fresh water, and then put the araminim into it. The reason why one cannot do that on a Yom Tov is because it's considered quite hard work, which should be avoided on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The mission now ends off with the minimum age at which one should start to educate his children in the midst of araminim. Just like pretty much all mitzvahs a child needs to do, and parents need to educate their children to do it before they are bar or bas mitzvah. So what is the minimum age for a lulav? Kotna yodea l'naneya, a child who knows how to shake the lulav, how to do it in all different directions. So from that age, chay balulav, he is obligated to shake the lulav and araminim, and that is more of a mitzvah on the parents, as the mitzvah of chinuch, to educate their children.